This is JIS News. Coming up, housing projects in Bernard Lodge at Green Pond set for completion. Small-scale farmers to benefit from $1.5 million project, and JSIF spends $4 billion to finance school projects. The details after this message.
The Ministry of Education has implemented the following guidelines for supplementary texts for grades 1 to 9.
At grade levels 1 to 3, no more than 2 supplementary texts are required. For grades 4 to 6, 1 workbook each for science, social studies, language arts, and mathematics. And for grades 7 to 9, no more than 2 supplementary texts, and on an average, 3 literature books, approximately 1 per term.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
Now the news. Government has signed public-private partnership agreements with construction company Herzog Jamaica Limited towards the completion of housing projects at Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, and Green Pond in St. James. Transport Works at Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says under Phase 1 of the agreement, 67 one-bedroom units and 276 studios will be built at Bernard Lodge. Additionally, 194 one-bedroom houses, 85 two-bedrooms and 45 serviced lots will be delivered at Green Pond. Dr. Davies adds that special consideration is being given to persons who kept their deposits with the government for houses within the schemes.
Those depositors who have kept their funds with us will be honored at the originally stated sales price, but with a 5% escalation, which is normal. But this is 2 years later. This is significant.
Dr. Davies also points out that the agreements have several important clauses that will enable the projects to be completed unhindered. Jamaica is among 6 Caribbean countries set to benefit from a project aimed at improving food security in the region. The Sustainable Profitable Value Chains and Market Linkages in the Caribbean initiative was launched recently and is estimated to cost some $1.5 million. It will target 2,220 small-scale farmers in Jamaica, St. Lucia, Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Barbados and Antigua and Barbuda. President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant, says the project is designed to support small-scale farmers in overcoming key barriers to accessing domestic and international markets.
It must also be noted that the project will impact another 7,000 farmers or farm family in these 6 countries, providing them with skill set and technology that will see to an increase in farmers' income and better quality of produce from participating farmers.
The project is being implemented by the Caribbean Farmers Network with funding from the Technical Center for Agricultural and Rural Cooperation in partnership with the Sandals Foundation. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will be spearheading a feasibility study to determine whether mined-out bauxite lands are suitable for the wide-scale planting of bamboo and the growing of edible bamboo shoots. Senior Director of Special Projects at the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, Gladstone Rose, says the agency will partner with the University of the West Indies Biotechnology Center to conduct aspects of the study, which is expected to begin by year-end. Mr. Rose says the study forms part of a 2-year pilot being implemented at a cost of approximately $10 million. The study and the overall pilot form part of the ministry's Bamboo Products Industry Project, BPIP. The BPIP aims to better position Jamaica to tap into the lucrative international market for bamboo products, estimated to value over $20 billion. And the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has spent $4 billion over the past 19 years to finance various school-related initiatives under its National Poverty Eradication Program. Managing Director of JSIF, Omar Sweeney, says over 500 learning institutions have benefited from JSIF's intervention, with the primary focus on early childhood education.
40% of our funds go to education projects, and so we are a major contributor investor in education in Jamaica, and that is early childhood institutions, primary, all-age, junior high.
Mr. Sweeney says $2 billion has been spent to build, rehabilitate, and expand 237 basic and infant schools, provide equipment and furniture for some 50 schools, and construct perimeter fencing for 29 learning institutions. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.